Well, let's get those phones ringing if you want to talk sport with Brad Hardy this afternoon. 9221 882. The Aussies made 284 overnight in the first test of the Ashes. England is none for 10, so they trail by 274 runs. Give us a call on 9221 882 right now and tell us, how many runs do you think England will make in the first innings, and will they score more than 284, or will we, Australia, take a lead into the second innings? 9221 882. Brad, how good is Steve Smith?
G'day, Ollie. He's great. Well, he'll be certainly. If there's something on Ross's auction for him on the auctioneer site, I'll tell you what, it'll go pretty quickly. Geez, he's got to be up there now. I mean, we've got to probably start talking about him. How close is he? We think the Don's a clear one, don't we? Yeah, that's pretty much gone. Now, who is sort of 2, 3, 4? I mean, Ricky Ponting's held that for a long, long time. Greg Chappell's always been in the discussion. Some people are saying he's better than Alan Border. Some are saying he's up there with Ponting. So it's an interesting one, but it was magnificent. Thank God we had him.
Oh, yeah.
But I must admit, I was a bit reserved about Peter Siddle getting a go as a bowler. Thank God he batted.
That innings last night from Siddle as well, just brilliant. It really played the second fiddle for Smith, enabled him to obviously get his century going, get 140-odd. And we're right in it now, Brad. I was falling asleep last night at half past 12 thinking, we were stuffed, but we're okay.
I said to Liz, we're going okay. I'm stuck out on the road because my wife's car broke down and I have to wait for the RACV, see? So that's why all that noise is in the background. So I'm not far from Marvel Stadium, as a matter of fact. You've just been to Costco. But I might go in there and see if I can buy some runs for Australia.
Very good. Tony is in Edgewater. Good afternoon. How good is Test cricket, Tony?
Boys, that's what I want to say. I mean, no other form of the cricket. I mean, you have a couple of tail-enders show guts and determination that aren't real batsmen to hang in there and make it happen. And you can have your swings and roundabouts. 2020, you have a few bad overs, the game's over. This game, we had hours against us. And true guts. I mean, Smith's a freak. We can't argue with that. And he's an absolute beautiful batsman. But I want to tip my hat to Siddle and Lyon for hanging around. And I reckon the Poms, unfortunately, have a bit more firepower in the batting. Probably just get ahead of us, but hey, we've got a real match because of the guts of those guys.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah,
Tony.
Good call. Yeah, it's not necessarily about the speed either, it's just the movement of the ball, isn't it? You know, like, it's quite, we've got control. How would Dennis Lilly, and what about Bob Massey when he was over there all those years ago? Terry Alderman, those sort of players. They just love these conditions, no doubt about that.
Yeah, sure would. 9221 882. Who will score more in the first innings, the English or the Australians? We made 284 there, no wicket for 10. Who will score more runs, and what are you predicting that the English will score? 9221 882. Brad, let's move to your tips, because North and the Hawks do battle this evening from Marvel. Are you going to be there?
Yeah, well, I'm just down the road. I was going to go there but with some friends, but I'm just waiting for this car to get fixed for my wife. So, I think I'll get there by half time, the way it's going out there.
Where's the RACV, Brad?
This is going to be good. I wanted to see it because Burgoyne breaking the Indigenous players' record down in Goods as the most number of games ever. That's a feather in his cap. He's been brilliant. They call him Silk, and I wanted to see all of that. But I just got a funny feeling that hopefully they rise for him tonight. North, just probably they named Reece Shaw as we thought they would as coach, but just wondering whether they've just run out a few petrol tickets going towards the end of the year. You know what I mean? So I think it means more to Hawthorn. So for that point of view, Ollie, I'm going to stick with the Hawks, and they should be able to get over the line tonight.
All right, first game tomorrow is back there at Marvel. It is Essendon and the Power.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bombers. They love this surface. They love here. And Port Adelaide, well, there's still three games to go after this, so they'll be looking to try and, you know, win a couple of those. But I've just got a funny feeling at the moment. Essendon going pretty well. They got a bit of a fright last week. John Worsfold would have schooled them over the hurdles if they were a horse this week. Just make sure they're back fit and firing. So I'm going to go with the Bombers there.
The Battle of Sydney, the Giants and the Swannies.
Yeah, always dangerous in these games. Doesn't matter where they are. It's a bit like our Derby. You know, they sort of, doesn't matter where they are on the ladder, they always give a shot. So, but the Giants dodged the bullet last week, should be able to get over the line against the Swans.
All right, Dockers host Geelong tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, look, as we all suspected, they're walking wounded and they've had to go for the doctor and put all the kids in. And yeah, that whilst they'll have enthusiasm, I think if Geelong are there to play, they'll win and win easy.
All right, Melbourne and Richmond.
Yeah, well, Melbourne just had a year to forget, haven't they? And the Tigers are coming, so they've got a couple of injuries still, though, the Tigers, but they should have enough in the locker to be able to beat Melbourne, I would think.
Adelaide and St Kilda?
Yeah, again, St Kilda done a pretty good job. Brad Ratten looks getting firmer and closer to perhaps getting the gig. So from my point of view, but I think Adelaide have had pizza and beer this week. That's always a winner. So that might get them over the Saints over there at home.
All right, Sunday footy, Collingwood and the Suns.
Yeah, Collingwood should be too good for the Suns. They couldn't have come at a better time for the Collingwood Pies. Good day with the amount of injuries that they've got. They should be able to lock the 4 points away.
Carlton and the Eagles at Marvel.
Yeah, it won't be easy. I'm really looking forward to this game. We'll be there, Ollie, naturally. And, look, I'm tipping West Coast, but they'll have to bring their A-grade game because one thing about David Teague, he's certainly got him firing and he's firming every day. Look, I'm told reliably, unfortunately, it didn't go well for Michael Voss in the interview. So my sort of intel anyway. So we'll see what happens. He's still in line for the job, but it sounds as though it didn't help what happened the other day. So, Teague firming for that job, but I'm going for the West Coast.
Okay, the Lions and the Doggies.
I'm going for the Dogs, not because it's the Brad Hardy Cup. I can't lose. But, I mean, the bottom line is that they're the best outsider of the weekend, Ollie. I think the market's way too far apart. And the Dogs have a point of difference to Brisbane. Brisbane have won six in a row, so they're in really good form. And it is at the Gabba, so you're a brave man to go against them. But I think they're the best team of the weekend, the Wolf Woofers.
All right, it'll be a great weekend of footy. Looking forward to Front and Centre tomorrow morning with you and Haggers.
Yeah, Brian Cook's going to join us from the Geelong Footy Club, their CEO, and, of course, former West Coast Eagles CEO. So you're going to have an interesting chat with him. So looking forward to that. And plenty of time for listeners' calls. Same number as yours, Ollie, 92211882. Now get back on that website and start winning me something, will you, from Frankie Lee, will you?
Yeah, I'll try and get the RACV out to you as quickly as possible. We'll let you go to get back to that broken-down car.